Taxes, transit, and transparency were the topics of Tuesday night as all but one of Morinville's council candidates gathered for an all-candidates forum prior to Election Day. Roughly 60 people were at the Morinville Community Cultural Center October 12 for an election forum organized by the Morinville and District Chamber of Commerce. Many others watched online via Facebook. In-person guests had to present proof of vaccination to enter the forum and remained masked and seated about a meter apart. Arrayed along a room-wide arc of tables before the audience were 13 of the campaign's 14 candidates, mayoral candidates Simon Boersma, Shane Laducer, and Barry Turner, and council hopefuls Jen Anheliger, Rebecca Belanco, Nicole Budestein, Stephen Defoe, Wayne Gotza, Sarah Hall, Alan Otway, Maurice Street Denis, Scott Richardson, and Ray White. Aaron Volek was absent. Center stage was host and former town councillor Gordon Putnam, who gave each candidate 1 or 2 minutes to answer one of 5 audience-submitted questions before they were silenced by the timekeeper's buzzer. White was one of several candidates who marveled at the strong turnout for the forum and the long list of people running for office. "I have never seen this community so engaged," he said. The economy, several questions addressed taxes, the split mill rate, and industrial development. Laducer described Morinville as a place where there wasn't much to do and where everyone is always going into St. Albert. "We're a town that averages 32 years old and 70% tradespeople, and we can't even buy a pair of work socks in this town," he said. Thicker, work-type socks are in fact available at the Morinville 100th Street Shell Station, a store spokesperson told the Gazette. Laducer said he would focus on drawing businesses relevant to young adults, such as a Giant Tiger, to Morinville if elected. He was also the lone candidate to oppose the town's split mill rate, which he said, "half of me and half of you, probably didn't understand." Boersma said he favors the split rate but not the constant tax hikes the town has seen in recent years, which he argued makes the town economically unviable. He called for a graduated tax on new businesses that would ramp up over 3 years to give companies time to become profitable. "If we want to bring business in, we have to give them options," Boersma said. Turner defended council's decision to split the mill rate, saying the decision to equalize it in 2011, which means residential and non-residential properties are taxed equally, gave businesses a 15% tax cut, one that had cost residents $1.7 million by 2018. "It didn't work as expected," Turner said, "with few businesses attracted and the town's residential taxes rising to the second highest in the region. We need to bring business taxes back into balance. It's not about residents versus business. It's about sustainability to support amenities like the Morinville Leisure Center." Richardson called for tax and spending cuts, and argued that Morinville should not try to match regional tax rates. Council's plan has been to slowly move to a 1.5 tax split to bring business taxes closer to the regional average. Morinville has 10,000 people. The access to consumers, here, is 10,000. The access to consumers in Edmonton is 1 million. We can't be taxing our businesses the same as Edmonton. Defoe said the next council should aim for a 1.2 tax split given the state of the economy and address its spending habits. "We need to look at not being all things to all people." Anheliger said council should establish separate tax rates for small businesses to grow its tax base. "We're just shifting the burden of taxation, with split rates, and not increasing revenue." Otway said Morinville needs to show leadership on water conservation if it wants to draw industry to town. "Everyone in the world is telling us it's going to get warmer," he said, "and the town already had a water shortage this summer. My lawn's dead, some of your lawns are dead, and we want to attract businesses that need water." Transparency and transportation candidates also spoke about ways to improve transit and transparency in town. Hall said the new Regional Transit Services Commission, which she helped create, could bring transit to Morinville for a quarter of what it would cost the town to create its own bus service. "Transit is in the future for Morinville. That is how we're going to grow," she said. Many candidates called for the town to revive its transit pilot project with St. Albert, which has been cancelled due to the pandemic, and to restore use of its community bus for seniors. "The city of Edmonton has had bus drivers driving through COVID, yet we have our bus parked, and that bothers me," Boersma said. Ladouceur said Morinville is small enough for most people to get around and described a bus line to St. Albert as a waste of money. Many candidates spoke on the need to get traffic lights built at the busy Highway 642, Grandin Drive intersection, with Gotza incorrectly saying people had been killed there. In an interview, he clarified that meant to ask if it would take a traffic death before the province would install lights at this intersection. Turner said these traffic lights are in the town's 2023 capital plan and will be built with or without provincial support. Budestein, Hall, and Defoe said the province needs to redo its traffic study of the intersection, as it had been done prior to the opening of the nearby Morinville Leisure Center and while school was on summer break. Blanco said she watches kids cross this dangerous intersection every day and hopes to work with school trustees to get the province's transportation minister on site to witness traffic there on a typical school day. It's absolutely not okay. I'm terrified every time I see a child cross that road. To improve transparency, Richardson said he would restore the residents' concerns standing item at committee of the whole meetings, while Turner and Budestein touted more community roundtables. Boersma and Anheliger called for reviews on how council uses closed sessions, while Ladouceur suggested using online polls. Saint Denis called on council to create meaningful civic infrastructure to encourage participation. Putnam closed the forum with a call for residents to vote. You need to vote because that's how a democracy works. Morinville residents can cast their votes October 13, 14, 16 and 18. See morinville.ca/n/town-hall/election.aspx for details. Check the Morinville District Chamber Facebook page for video of the forum.